Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, just get my wife Barbara Jean to sing for us.
Amen. Giving witness of the glory of my Lord, for he's glorified me. And I'm speaking a new and pure language of life, as his queen in the earth. And for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life. Oh, for this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life. Set apart for the glory of my Lord, for he's glorified me. And as the queen, I sing praises to my King. And together we have pleasure in this word that has never been heard. Have for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life, giving witness of the glory of my Lord, for he's glorified me. And I'm speaking a new and pure language of life, as his queen in the earth. And for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life. Set apart for the glory of my Lord, for he's glorified me. And as the queen, I sing praises to my King. And together we have pleasure in this word that has never been heard. And for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life. Oh, for this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life. Ah, for this purpose came I into the world. Oh, for this purpose came I into the world. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Bobby Jean. Amen. Very good. That's a new one, isn't it? Amen. All right. Yes, Lord, we praise you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. All right. It's time for us to begin to read some word today. And when we're talking about read some word, we read word that's coming, present tense, and from the Bible. And it all goes together perfectly when placed just right. Amen. So we just praise God. Amen. We finally got that cold weather they've been talking about. So we're experiencing it now, but we're coming out of it. By the end of the week, we're supposed to have some real nice weather. We praise God for it. Amen. So, as I get older, the cold weather has a greater effect on me. I can't handle it like I used to when I was a lot younger, 80-year-old and 84-year-old. Be 85 in April the 28th, so we still got a long road ahead of us, though. Amen. It goes all the way through the millennia and into eternity. And when you get into eternity, you don't move any further than that, because time has no essence at all. Amen. We got the 1,000 years, and then Satan is loose for a little season, and then the great white throne judgment, and then once the great white throne judgment is passed, amen, time is no more. Amen. It's in eternity. Glory to God. I used to talk about the eternal age, and I've been reminded by several people, if it's eternity, it's not age, you know, because age symbolizes it would come to an end. Amen. So I'm trying to train myself to say eternity instead of eternity age. So when we pass the great white throne of judgment, then time has no essence at all, in the sense of how old we'll be or anything of that nature, because we don't get any older. We're perfect. Amen. When the body is translated and transformed, amen, then that's the eternal state, see. When the body is translated that's what's taking place now, see. And then we go into that eternal age. Again, I said eternal age, going to that time of eternity. Amen. But remember, we got 1,000 years. We got the tribulation, then the 1,000 years. And, of course, the day of the Lord, and go into that millennium. And the wife of the Lamb, she's translated before we ever before the Great Tribulation ever began. See, she's in a place of safety, or called up to meet him in there. And there's been different translation worded that a little differently. But once we are translated and that process is completed, amen, we definitely are eternal being. And praise God, that's what God ordained us to begin. We were part of the Word and are part of the Word, just as Jesus Christ was the Word. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was God. And we were there too as his wife. It just took coming through the stages to get us there. Praise the Lord. So let's just bow our head before reading in Scripture. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you praising you and thanking you, Lord, for this another privilege to stand up for you, be identified, Lord, with the great things of God. I just pray that you'll help us now as we venture into the Word. And I'm talking here about the living Word that's the present tense that's coming forth as we venture into it this morning. Lord, that you'll just help us and you'll just guide us in the way that you would have us to go and give us, put the words in our mouth like one in the Bible day where the angel took a coal of fire and put on the lips of one of the great prophets, and he prophesied the word of the Lord. And Lord, that's not necessary to do it that way now. No, you can just anoint our minds, our thoughts, our heart to say the things you would have us to say. And I pray you'll grant it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, we have come to a period in the last, say, last 50 years or 60, and I've been ministering all through this time period. Started way too young, I think. But I don't know. It seems to have worked out that we grew on and on. And as we grew in the Lord, we got deeper into things of God, as the Lord would reveal. And when we look back now, we say we started way too young, but then that's the Lord might have needed to give us that training through all this time to bring us to this point where we're at today. And so that's the way, kind of the way it worked out. So I'm just going to accept it as that being the way the Lord ordained it and say he doeth all things well. Amen, and let it be that. I'm going to read a scripture that we've read quite a few times. It will, you'll know it, and you might could say it by memory. But I'm going to read about the wife of the Lamb, rejoicing about the wife of the Lamb, and so on. And I want to take a thought here, and we'll word this, we'll entitle this in a way that it will be distinguished from the other messages. But I want to entitle it like going from members of the body to being the wife of the Lamb. See, we have talked on down through time about the members of the body of Christ, members of the body of Christ. So we're the body of Christ. And that served its purpose well. Amen. Because all the while, God had something else in mind beyond what we were seeing at the time. And that was marrying a group of people, amen, and they becoming the wife of his son, God's son, amen. So God gave his son a wife. And she's part of the Word, had to be part of the Word in order to join to him, see? Amen. So she was with him there. But it's always, we've always talked about the body of Christ, the body of Christ. And it never was said too much about the bride. And when the prophet William Branham came on the scene, he began to use the word little bride. Amen. And that was a saying and still is among a lot of people, Little Bri. And when Brother Jackson came on the scene, he basically followed the same thought pattern. And I believe I've heard Brother Jackson one time say something about the wife and make reference to it. And then that was a time period that we came through, and it was growth. Amen. We had a lot of growth that we had to come through. And growth, it just means that we see more in the Word. We see more for our part of the Word. And as we see more of the Word, we begin to realize that we are only a part of the plan. Amen. Especially when you look at the huge number, multitudes, that goes into the Great Tribulation. There'll be a people there that has a wonderful place in God, but their time is in the Great Tribulation. Amen. That's when they really wake up and realize what's taking place. And God has already foreordained, predestinated, amen, no doubt have them on the scene now, 144,000 preachers that'll go forth and preach, fear God, give glory to Him, don't bow down to the beast, and those things. You find that in the book of Revelation, the 18th chapter, 14th chapter, and we got it in the interpreted book of Revelation, all those things. But there was still something we occasionally then we begin to realize there's a wife of the Lamb. And we have gradually come into this over time. And now it's a full message. Amen. We have been like we have went from that part of the gospel talking about being a member of the body of Christ, amen, to becoming the wife of the Lamb. See, now Paul, he spoke a lot about the body of Christ, members of the body of Christ, but John, in 96 A.D., along in that time period, Paul's been dead about 30 years at the time, but he began to speak of the wife, and I'm going to read that. It's in the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, and we're going to read here, verse 7, 8, 9, down through here. And it reads like this, verse 7, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him." Now watch here, here's a new thing that's coming in, amen, that Paul stressed very little, amen. Now, he did speak one time about the virgin, that he would present the virgin to one husband, amen. But then he said, "But I fear lest as the serpent beguile Eve, the same thing is going to happen here, because there's men among you right now just sitting and waiting for me to go," because God already revealed to him that he would be going home. Says, "waiting, and as soon as I'm gone, they will rise up and begin to draw disciples after themselves." Amen. And then that probably went, and that's exactly what happened, and that put the marriage way beyond the reach of any of those in that time period. And it has been beyond the reach of anyone until right here in this last little time period, because that's a trumpet sound. Amen. That's when all these things will begin to take place. That's a trumpet where it says, "The Lord Himself descended in heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God." That trump of God began to bring this all in. And that's where we're at now. Praise the Lord. We've come through, basically, it's come through the period where it was just a member of the body in that sense. We're members of the wife, but it back then it was a member of the body of Christ, and it seems to encompass most all Christianity. Amen. See, it was just a spiritual body life. But then there come a time, and of course, we picked it up in Revelation chapter 10, where that Christ came back to earth, Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, not Jesus Christ, but Christ Jesus. And there's a difference there, because Christ Jesus brings in him is found both the masculine and feminine spirit. See? Amen. But that was Jesus, the King, sat on the throne in heaven. Glory to God. And he didn't come to earth at the time Revelation chapter 10 was being fulfilled, because there had to be a marriage and growth, and there had to be some things get straightened out. And that's where we're at right now. We've come through that. And now we are involved. And not only involved, but we are the marriage wife of the Lamb, say. Amen. Amen. And so some of those things of yesteryear, we can't bring them up and put them in the wife. Now, when you talk about the wife of the Lamb, it's so mysterious still to many people. I know one brother took some CDs and gave to another brother he works with. And he listened to the CDs. He said, hey, that Ben does all right in his preaching. But says, I notice he keep talking about the wife. Said, I like to hear people preach about the church. Said, well, how about the church? That's what we are. We're the church. Amen. We're the body of Christ. We're the church. And says, he talks about the wife. And says, I don't quite understand where it's coming from and why the purpose of this is. Well, that's understandable, that's for sure, because the wife is a predestinated group that was with him, and when the Word says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word manifest, and so on, and the Word, an angel spoke the Word to the Virgin Mary, and she became with child, and she brought forth a Word child. Amen. Well, in order, if he's the Word child, then it takes a Word people to unite with that Word man, see. Glory to God. And God waited for the uniting of us with the Lord Jesus Christ, not in the days before crucifixion, but after, when he came back, so that he would have a glorified body. Amen. A glorified Word body. Natural Word body. He could walk, talk, eat, and talk to the disciples, and they knew not who he was. But when he broke the bread, and there's some bread being broken today, that's why the minister couldn't understand the CD. He has never seen anybody break bread like that. Amen. He liked hearing somebody talk about the church, he said. Amen. Said he really preached good, does all right. But said, I think you need to tell about the church. Well, there's hundreds, thousands, even millions telling about the church. And there's millions telling about the body of Christ. And it pretty much encompasses all Christianity, especially of the Protestant brand. Amen. I'm not sure about the Catholicism. I'm not acquainted in that brand of religion and never have been too much acquainted with it. Amen. Just know a lot of things that scares me when I see it going on, see. But in the realm of the Protestant religion, amen, there's still the body of Christ, the body there. And it's everyone that profess to know the Lord. I'm a member of the body of Christ. Well, in times gone by, that was a good fitting thing to say. And it may still be yet to some in other realms, that saying. But the body of Christ, amen, has become that body of Christ that was true virgin through, has heard a message, and they become married to Christ Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And become the queen of the Lord Jesus Christ, our King. Glory to God. So that's where we're at today. Amen. So don't be reluctant to, or feel like you're too much out of place. Maybe when you say, I'm a member of the wife of the Lamb, or I'm part of the wife. We're the wife of the Lamb. Right. Amen. Well, that's what you are. Right. Amen. And you're that because you were, that was the purpose. You came in the world. Now, I brought a message the other week, maybe 3 weeks back, something like that, 2-3 weeks back, about for this purpose came I into the world. Amen. Well, praise God. Amen. For that same purpose, he came as the King. Well, for this purpose, the Queen, amen, come into the world. Amen. Bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and that is bone of his glorified bone. That's why we weren't joined until after glorification, say. Amen. Glory to God. And then the church fell and went through the time period, and I'm not going through all that. And that's when religion spread out all over the world, especially the Western world. There in the Middle East and Far East, you got different things. And I've been some of those places. Amen. And I remember, I believe it was in Singapore or maybe in the Philippines. I don't recall exactly which place it was. Amen. Evidently, it must have been in Singapore. Because I was with Brother Gann and a few other ministers, and some of the men there was shopping. We went to a little shopping center there, and had dress or skirts on like that. And I said, Brother Gann, there's a man with a skirt on, look like. He laughed and slapped me on the back. He said, Brother Ben, we all wear them a lot of times here. Said, I do myself, and so forth. And they bought me one, but I never did get brave enough to wear it or feel like I needed to. Glory to God. Amen. So different people in different places of the world has different customs, and sometimes you just let them go with their custom. Just like over in Africa, Barbara and I went for about 7 or 8 years in a row. Amen. We visited so many places it would be hard to just tell where all we've been. That don't matter anyway. Amen. But I know it's in some of the African churches, if not most, I'd say most, the women will sit on one side and the men on the other. And they be sure to separate the men from the women as they come in. Well, I told a minister brother I was ministering for him. I said, now, why do you do that? I said, I think a family ought to sit together. You know, the woman, the mother, and the children would go sit on one side there and the men on the other. And the young men could come when they growed up a little, but while they were small, they all... The mom had to take care of all of them, you know. Amen. I said, I think maybe we ought to change that or something. Maybe change us up a little bit. He said, Brother Ben, if you're going to change us, I'm telling you right now, said, you got your work cut out for you. So when he said that, I just dropped the idea altogether. And okay, if that's the way they do, and they've been doing it for hundreds upon hundreds of years, then why should I mess with it, see? Amen, because I'm sent to preach to the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that's what we're preaching to now, the wife, not the virgin, because the virgin stage has developed and come to the place where the virgin married, and now we're the wife of the Lamb, see? That means we're part of bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, and we furnish the body for the spirit of Christ. See, Christ has always been spirit, say. Amen. When Jesus was baptized and Christ came into him, the Bible says the spirit was given to him without measure. And of course, he's the only one that was there to receive the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, or receive Christ. Amen. Receive Christ in that way. Amen. And when he came back on the day of Pentecost, he said, I'm with you now, but I shall be in you. Came back on the day of Pentecost. He didn't come back so much just the Spirit of Christ or something of that nature, but he came back as they call it the baptism of the Holy Ghost. See? Amen. That's when they were in the upper room and praising God, and the Holy Ghost fell, and they dancing in the Spirit and all those things. Amen. The great move of God. But still and yet in the mind of God, there's still something else that weren't brought forth in that time period. Amen. And Paul, he later on, after persecuting those Pentecostal people, he was on the way to Damascus, I believe. And as he was on his way to persecute those of that way, a great light struck him down. And actually it blinded him. On his eyes, and he had to be led. And Ananias, about 2 or 3 days later, I believe, prayed for him, and the crust fell from his eyes. He could see again. Amen. And God sent him down into Arabia there. And, of course, there's a city there in Arabia. Used to be, all that used to be referred to as Arabia. What's the name of that city over there? Petra. Amen. It's a stone city there where it's houses a huge back in the mountains and so on. And so he went there, and I know Brother Brown one time said Paul stayed in a cave for 3 years or so. But when you really look at it, it's not so much caves. It's dwelling places, like instead of building a house, they just hewed out into the mountains, see. And he stayed there, and when he came out, he had a gospel that really shook things up. Amen. Even the Jewish people. And he went to Jerusalem, and the churches, they didn't do too well when he went in, because he was saying the Gentiles had the same chance as a Jew to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, see. Amen. And at that time, it was salvation only to the Jews. And, of course, they had good backings for what they were saying, because even Jesus, when he walked around on the sandy shores of Galilee for about 3.5 years after being anointed, then he was saying basically the same thing. Remember the woman that had the child? I believe it was, and there was a couple of women. One had a child that was sick, and then the woman at the well. I don't want to get those confused. Yeah. But one of them says, came to Jesus, and Lord, help me, help my child. And then Jesus, he began to say, salvations of the Jews. You know, like that. And she didn't quite give up there. She's pretty persistent, because she had a sick child, and the child, King James Version says, possessed with a devil, see. And I don't know exactly what that would all be, but evidently she were hard to control, I suppose. But the woman said, yes, I know. The children belong to the bread belonged to the children, but said the dogs under the table, I guess the dogs ran around under the table. The dogs under the table, they like the crumbs, and said all we need is just some crumbs. And I'm paraphrasing this now. All we need is just some crumbs. I just like one of them crumbs. Amen. And Jesus says, you have more faith than anybody I've met in Israel. Said, go your way, your daughter shall be whole. And she got back home, her daughter laying on the bed, as calm as could be. Amen, delivered, say. Amen. So that began to show something coming forth that weren't just for the Jews, see. It was reaching out to another people that prior to this was called heathens and dogs and et cetera, you know. But then we come bring it on over and we get to Romans, the 15th chapter. And there we find Paul speaking after Jesus has already been crucified and taught his disciples 40 days and nights, 4 or 5 years down the road. Amen. And he began to bring in there about certain things that really troubled the Jews, because he said, you don't have to be circumcised. And many of these things like that. In other words, he was pushing this gospel beyond the limits of what the Jews were comfortable with. Amen. And that's what the message for the wife of the Lamb is pushing this message beyond what the regular church world is comfortable with. Amen. Because we are saying we are bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. We're the wife of the Lamb. And all these good things, and a lot of people ain't comfortable with it. If you say a member of the body of Christ, okay, most everybody will go along with that. Amen. But when you take it further than that, well, that's what Paul did. And there in Romans, the 15th chapter, the word says, as Jesus Christ was the minister of the circumcision, says, I am the ministry for you Gentiles. I am the apostle for the Gentiles. I magnify my office. And he began to say, I'm the minister to the Gentile. Amen. But when the Lord spoke to him, he told him to go to the Jews and Gentile. Amen. Now, that was a brand new commission beyond any commission that was given to any of the other. Amen. Because Jesus said, go not unto the Gentile. Go not unto this group. Go not, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So Paul had to bring a gospel that would go against that, and it sounded like Paul was contradicting Jesus, because Jesus said, don't go to anybody. Don't go to anybody. Go only to the house of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But here come a man that said he met Jesus on the way. He was knocked down by a great light, and the Lord gave him these things. Amen. Well, the Lord did give him those things, but it was for some other purpose of the gospel. The others went on their way, and God blessed them. They had the Holy Ghost and all those things, but we have the fullness of Christ. Amen. We furnish the body for that Spirit to dwell in, the Spirit of Christ. Amen, the feminine part. And, of course, we brought that in, mid-year, last year, I suppose, about the two parts of that them. Amen. There was the male and the female. The male stayed with Adam, and the feminine part, when God created Eve, he put the feminine part in Eve, and there was man and woman, and they went forth, and God told them, repopulate the earth and take control of it, and all those things. So sometimes people misunderstand when the gospel is being pushed on beyond what our forefathers had. Amen. We take what our forefathers had. We stand on the shoulder of our forefather and take this message. Amen. And glorifying God with it. But then we don't stop there. Amen. And we just keep on pushing it forward. And sometimes I'll bring it in like this, that when Henry Ford built the first little T model or A model or whatever it was, amen, it would probably run about 30 miles an hour. And it was many things. You couldn't compare it with new Fords they got now, or a little sports Ford. And those, but you couldn't compare it. There's so much advance. And they probably would, they said, if you drive it right and don't get too fast and so on, you'll probably get 10,000 miles out before you have to change the engine. Now they're getting 300,000 or 400,000 miles out of them. I have a Expedition. It's a 99 model, and I've had it drive with quite a bit. I don't even know exactly how many miles it's got on it, but it's above 200,000. Amen, and it still runs just about as good as it did the day I bought it. And it had, I bought it used, and so that's some advancement has been made. And that's what we got to learn in this gospel. When we bring it over to the wife, we're not dealing with just a regular member of the body of Christ. We're dealing with someone that has become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. There's a marriage take place, and she's the queen. He's the king, and we're the queen. Now, when you talk about the Spirit of Christ, yes, amen. Those in tribulation period, they'll have the Spirit of Christ on them so much. Amen. The earth to be lightened with the glory. 18th chapter of the book of Revelation. It'll be such a great time right there, right as we say here in the mountains. I hope you understand elsewhere. Right smack the dab in the middle of that tribulation period. When all the troubles going on, earthquakes and so on, there'll be a group that's so inspired, so filled with the Spirit. Amen. And you can't stop them. Amen. Glory God, they go forth and preach. Come out of her. Get away from her. Don't bow down to the old beast. And don't bow down to the old whore. And so on like that. Speaking of the organized religious system, basically Catholicism and all. And that's the mother and daughter, it calls them. Now one as a mother, so is the daughter. Right? Or as the daughter, so is the mother in that realm. Amen. But watch, here comes something. Because God got some people there that's part of him. Amen. That has the Spirit of Christ. That's been born again. Amen. And the devil says, I'll kill them every one. And he'll go forth to bring forth a bloodbath. But the Bible says they love not their lives unto death. Amen. They were willingly and glad if they could die for their Lord. Then so be it. Amen. We're going to stand for this. There's 144,000, and they go forth like a stream of fire. Amen. He made his angel spirits and his ministers flames of fire. Amen. You take 144,000 flames of fire, you're right in the middle of that tribulation period. Amen. You're going to, and a revival. Glory to God. So that's about. But here's a group that is isolated and different from all. Amen. They were there with him in the beginning. Amen. In the sense of being a part of that same word that the Son was created from. Amen. And I'm talking about the Son of God, see. Amen. Hallelujah. Exactly the same thing. And he's a word person, glorified word person, walking around in the natural realm. Amen. And so is the wife of the Lamb now. Glory to God, and the power of God's in her. Amen. And in her in such ways sometimes it's by revelation. Hallelujah. Sometimes they'll say some of the strangest things, and it'll be exactly revelation. Amen. Amen. My wife woke up one morning this past week, on the 17th, she said, of January there, and she was working there and doing something on the computer, and she's listening to some gospel music there on as she's working. And there's a lot of people write little letters, little things, and on what she was doing. But she just happened to glance up where they, on the side bar where they put the little letters, little short greetings and so on like that. But there was one says, my name's Dallas Miller. Hello, my name's Dallas Miller. Okay, I'll get Barbara to tell you in a few minutes. Amen. It's something. See, God does these things. He's just as real as can be. Amen. We're not lacking in power. We're not lacking in revelation. We're not lacking in the things that God's doing. We just want to enjoy them and go forth. Glory to God, and God. Amen. as far as being a stream of fire that's outward, we couldn't compete with the 144,000, because they are out there, we'll say, out there knocking heads and whatever, telling them to come out of her. That's of the devil, that's systems and so on like that. And come out of her, my people, and all those things. Well, we got a more sacred, maybe that's not the right word, being more sacred, but a more subdued-like message with Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, putting forth his word through us. Amen. Amen. And when I say us, I'm talking about every member of the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And I thank God he's letting me feel that power. Not only letting me be a minister here, but feel that and see with my own eyes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The great thing that he's doing. And things that is totally undeniable. What'd they say when Jesus healed that blind man that laid there for so many years by the pool there or something, or the one who put mud on the eyes, or there's two or three there, so I don't want to get them jumbled up here. But one of them there, the Bible says concerning, said they could not deny. And I believe this is where Peter and John going up to the temple in the Acts there. And the man was healed of blindness, wasn't he? And so on like that. He was lame from his mother's womb, that's what it was. And they went up to the temple there, they were just going up praising God, no doubt, talking about the Lord. And this man held his little cup out, you know, hoping to hear some coins ringing in the bottom of his little cup. But Peter, he was like a lot of us preachers today, didn't have much as far as silver and gold or so on. Fact is, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, get up and walk. And the man was jumped up, leaping and the dancing and the praising God. And the people, they priests, they took him, and the religious leaders there, and they took Peter, James, and John and beat them and so on, and would have put them to death. But they beat him, let him go, and charge him that they not speak anymore in that name. Said, you're intending to bring that man's blood upon us.
Amen.
Well, it's too late to talk about that part for me. Amen, you're intending to do that. Well, that's what they were doing, crucifying him afresh. Glory to God. But here, Peter says, which is it? But said, don't do that anymore. But which is it better to do? You be the judge now. You judge everything else. You judge this. Which is it better for me to do? Amen. To obey God or listen to them you?
Amen.
You listen to the men. Amen. And therefore they whipped them, let them go. But they found them the next day there preaching the word again, just as strong, maybe a little more powerful.
Amen.
Glory to God. So that's what's taking place today.
Amen.
I didn't get my scripture, but there, all of it here. But it said, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife, already wise now, hath made herself ready. This is some already finished thing in what John was seeing.
Yeah.
He weren't seeing it in the making so much, but he was seeing in his finished. It was finished, the wife of the Lamb.
But he didn't see the name, Christ the wife.
Yeah, he didn't see the name Christ the wife. God's revealing other things to us. But then it says, the next verse, it says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of these saints. Amen. Glory to God. If you see one dressed in fine linen, clean and white, with the righteousness of God, that's the wife.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, there's a church world out here, and they call themselves the body of Christ, and that's all right, whatever they want to call themselves. Christ has blessed them and saved them, and there's many of them, but the old Antichrist spirit works right beside. Amen. The only one that can differentiate the difference many times is those that really has the Spirit of Christ in them and say, I don't feel right about this thing. Something's wrong about this. But they can't differentiate enough to come out of her. But here come, God said, that's all right. You just hang in here, because here I come. Glory to God. Amen. Hang in here. And because that great two prophets had to come, bring their message, and the 144,000 come forth, and when they come, the earth was lightened with the glory. Right. Amen. The earth lightened. And you talk about a time in the great tribulation period, they're going to have it. They're going to give their life. Amen. But they're going to walk right. They're going to be resurrected, many of them in just weeks after that, resurrected to live in that great millennium in a glorified body. Hallelujah. Not part of the why, but as saints of God that have come through all those hard times, we'd say, but they came through rejoicing. Hallelujah. And willingly, they loved not their lives unto death, their lives, because they had another life in them. Amen. And when that other life took over, the beast said, if you don't do this or don't do that, we'll put you to death. And they went willingly. Glory to God. And that's in the tribulation. Hadn't happened yet. Amen. But just down the road real shortly here. Amen. And if we could know exactly how close, we would probably be more shook up. Amen. But we're rejoicing in the Lord, doing exactly what we do. Amen. Even John, who weren't part of the wife, he was of that Jewish man. When he saw the wife, he said, Lord, have mercy. I never see nothing so beautiful. Amen. Amen. The lady, she's clothed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. The glory of God's all around her. Amen. And so he was 100%. That shows us what the Jews going to feel about the wife of the Lamb. Amen. We're going to be right there in Jerusalem. Our king and husband is going to sit on the throne. But he's not only our king and our husband, but he's the king of all the earth. But he's our husband. Amen. We're the wife. We're the queen, and he's the king. And we're rejoicing in the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes I think too old to preach, but get feeling this, I feel jump back about 40 years here. When the anointing hits you, glory to God, you feel like running through a troop and leaping over a wall, as David said. Amen. All right, praise God. Those are the things that I was going to get a little more on the members of the body, but I think we covered that pretty good without reading. Amen. And now we got not only the Bible here, but we got the books that's specifically for the wife of the Lamb. So. Amen. So you might get the Bible and don't find something particularly you're interested in reading right at the time. Amen. Just get one of the books and see where you're at when you get through. And don't be surprised if you're shouting and rejoicing and praising God and feel that life flowing through you in a great way. Amen. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord, for this privilege that you've granted us to speak about the Word of God to the wife of the Lamb. And I just pray, God, that you'll take these words, that you'll use them for your glory, that they'll bless the wife, that people will be enlightened, and the glory of the Lord will be upon the message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. All right. All right. Bobby, you was going to tell about the dream, maybe sing one or whatever. Glory to God. I tell you, I'm feeling good today.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord for his goodness. Amen. Amen. All right.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, thanks.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just love the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for everything today and everything that he's doing for us and the glorification that is taking place within us. And that's that bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh, because he has glorified flesh and bones. And when we were joined to him in marriage, then we became the same, and we started taking on our glorification in this physical body so that we could furnish the feminine part of the Christ Spirit a physical body of glorified flesh and bones, and that's what's been taking place. And I just love him for it, this wonderful time that he's brought us into and the things that we're seeing. And anyway, Ben had brought up about what had taken place in the middle of last week, and I'll go ahead and tell it. It was more of a night vision than a dream, and it was just like it was really happening. It's just night visions are kind of more intense than dreams are, but it was more of a night vision. And anyway, you know, when I work back at the computer on the books and everything, sometimes I'll listen to, it's music, but it's composed music. You know, there's no words with it or anything. And they usually stream it live. And on the top corner of the computer, you know, people that subscribe to that channel, they can go on and greet each other and everything. And most of what I listen to is a composer that is Spanish. He's from Spain, and he composes the music. And most of the greetings that come on there, it's in Spanish. But anyway, in the dream or the night vision that I had, well, I was back in the night vision. I was back at the computer and I was working, and I had the music on and everything, and I just happened to glance up, and in the little section there where the people were greeting one another, it popped up, and this is what popped up. Hello, my name is Dallas Miller, and I am in need of prayer, and my condition is very serious. Well, I immediately woke up when I had that. And Dallas Miller is a friend and brother up in West Virginia. And we hadn't talked to him in a while. And that morning after I had that, I told Ben about it. And so that we called him and got him on the phone and everything, spoke to his wife. And he had actually been sick for 3 days. And he had a bunch of fluid build up, and they had given him some medication, actually made it worse. So he was really having a hard time, feeling very weak and everything. And he also has Parkinson's disease. And we prayed for him over the phone. And we just praise the Lord for giving us that, the night vision, and showing us that he was in need of prayer. And the Lord gave us that, and we just praise him for it. Amen. We just want to praise you, Lord, and thank you for everything. Amen.
Giving witness of the glory of my Lord, for he's glorified me. And I'm speaking a new and pure language of life, as his queen in the earth. And for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life, set apart for the glory of my Lord, for he's glorified me. And as the queen, I sing praises to my King. And together we have pleasure in this word that has never been heard. And for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose came I into the world, as the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life. Oh, for this purpose came I into the world. Oh, for this purpose came I into the world. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. As Barbara's telling that to Sister Miller, she said, well, Dallas, I don't think he wrote or anything like that on the computer or anything like that. Well, she understood originally that the letter actually came up, but this was in the visionary dream, and she realized that was the work of the Lord, and she rejoiced in the Lord. Amen. And so, so we'll just rejoice in the Lord and carry on. Amen. Amen. So God bless everyone. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.